I am Linda van Tilburg for Biz News. Boy Kanyu is a Dion Herson Foundation, an NGO dedicated to providing mobility aids to children in deep rural areas. And fresh from an outreach at the Seshego Hospital in Polokwane, we're pleased to welcome Marilyn Basson to our studio to share more about their latest efforts. Hi Marilyn, thanks and welcome to Biz News.
Nice to be with you.
Well, let's start with this specific program in Seshego. What have you done there?
Okay, so we have been doing quite a bit of work out in the Limpopo province. Dr. Poppy Ramtuba actually met us on our last outreach and asked us if we would carry on going through Limpopo, assisting children with who are living with cerebral palsy. So this is actually in Limpopo. It's actually our third hospital that we our third outreach that we're doing at one of the hospitals there, and because it was in Polokwane and it drained an area of hospitals, six other hospitals joined, and that drainage area was over 2 hours away. It was very, very difficult for the hospital to actually make contact with the known list of cerebral palsy children in the area. Now, we have encountered this before, buggies, which are very specialized wheelchairs that are specifically for cerebral palsy children, children with muscle imbalances, are very, very expensive. And not everybody gets one. The hospitals do not buy them. They just cannot afford it. It's about 20,000 Rand AHA. And the mothers put their names down on a waiting list and eventually give up hope. So we went to Seshego Hospital now with all the partner hospitals that came along. And we originally started with only 45 children that could be contacted. This then went up to 60, which then went up to 67. And now I believe word has gotten out that there were buggies and mothers are now bringing children in. So we actually saw 60 children and we sent home another seven buggies with one of the hospitals who was going to fit their own children. It is a gift, and that's what we call it. It is the most unbelievable gift that you can give these mothers. Most of the children wait a lifetime. We've had kids they're not kids. We've had adults in their 40s that we fitted into buggies that have never, ever had one. If they're small enough to fit into one, we don't mind what age you are. You need to get one. And our buggies are renovated, and they are not new. We collect them from everywhere. And our Seshego Hospital outreach was absolutely phenomenal. The therapists there are just incredible. Everybody was, it was a recycling workshop. They collected their own buggies, and we brought up some buggies, and together we renovated them and showed the therapists exactly how to fix them, because the seat is made of fiberglass. Starting from that, if it's damaged, you need to know how to fix it. The brakes, these buggies, some of them are 20 years old, but they can all be reused, and that's exactly what we do.
That is just an amazing story you're telling about these people. What does the community do? Do they carry these people around until you provide these buggies?
They carry them around. We have grandmothers who are carrying teenagers on their backs, and it's just not acceptable. I see this, they come walking in with these children, and I think to myself, my mother never had to do that. My grandmother never had to do that. It's not right. It's just not right. And it's just, these are the children that we're fitting into. We fully renovate these buggies. We bring up foam. We bring up tray tables, foot plates, lap straps, seat covers, and a full team that actually tackles the buggies that are just so damaged that really they have been thrown away. We get them up and running again, and we send them out again. Okay, where else have we done it? The recycling workshop has only, we've been running that, teaching the local therapists how to recycle their own as of last November. But before that, we have been into so many provinces. I'm actually going to read now because I had to write it all down. We've done, in Limpopo, we've been to Tohoyandu 3 times. We've been to Burgersfort. In Mpumalanga, we went to White River. We've done a lot in KZN. We've done Ulundi, Nongoma, Dundee, Pomeroy, Ladysmith, Mbongolwani, Eshowe, and Kandla. In the Eastern Cape, we've done Gqeberha, Fort Beaufort, and Alice. Free State, Harrismith, Frieda, and Kwakwa, we've gone to Putatichaba. We go every 3 to 4 months, and we just need to rest because, what you know, emotionally, we land up our entire team, which right now is 18 people, that comes from the Page Project. They're the people who actually allow us access to the buggies and allow us to use these buggies. The buggies actually were their buggies. They have an arrangement with Gauteng Health that buggies will never ever be bought again. Once you have paid once, they may never be sold again. So we get them for free from them, and we work on those buggies. So we work with the Page Project, and then we work with Rotary Club of Rosebank, who have become an invaluable partner. Not only have they helped us financially raising money, but they have been, a lot of our team actually comes from, they are Rotarians. So we have been going since 2021, and we are going to be carrying on. We're going again in December.
So how big is this problem? I mean, how many people have cerebral palsy? Do you have any idea of the extent? Because you've mentioned a lot of provinces that you go into the rural areas to help.
Well, we don't know. I don't believe anybody knows how bad the problem out in the rural areas actually is. You know, sometimes it's easier just to not know, because to actually try and cater for all of these children is going to be a monumental task. A lot of these children live up in the mountains. They live in the middle of absolute nowhere. When I think that Stats SA, or the census, I'm not sure, Stats SA, Census SA, released their figures this week and gave Gauteng what they, the number of residents that they think are living here, which essentially equates to Gauteng having shrunk. The Gauteng government said absolutely not. That is incorrect. So if you cannot even get a census correct, you're not going to find children out in the middle of nowhere who probably have never, ever seen a doctor, and they are living in a household somewhere. So I don't think anybody even knows. All I can say is that our first outreach to Chilazini, we went last November to Oyandu, 77 children were located, and they asked us to come back again the following March. We were there March, there were another 100 children. So you do the maths, you can't. You don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot. Medical care, especially out in the rural areas, is not what it should be. And even if it's not medical care, antenatal treatment isn't, etc., etc.
So apart from this buggy project that you do, what else? Can you give us a little rundown of what else you do?
Apart from the cherry children, the buggies. Our NGO is very active in protests our squatter camp, which is in Soweto, where we assist a few NPOs that are up and coming. One of them we helped her establish herself. Two of the three that we assist, and it's more emotional support and advocacy that we assist them with, and also putting them in touch with people. Our soup kitchens, one of the ladies assists animals as well. That's actually how we met her. She assists animals, the very injured and very ill animals, because out in the squatter camps over there, especially during COVID, which was when really this was, we started working there, it became apparent that the elderly and the children, where there was so much, there was such violence and such hatred, with everybody who had to come and live at home in one bedroom, one room. The only thing that some of those children actually had were the animals, was the dog, the puppy that they held. And these dogs would just die. They would just die, get sick, die, parvovirus. Nobody could help. So this is where we've stepped in, and we get an animal rescue to come there once a month and to actually assist with the to keep these animals alive because the people need them. So then there is an organization of social workers which we assist, and that is also advocacy work and bringing blankets and bringing whatever else we can get that they need, because Proto South Squatter Camp has got hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of people living in it, and they all live below the breadline.
You talked about how the Rotary Club and supported you and Paige. So, what kind of support do you get? How do you fund yourself?
Kind people and kind corporates. We are lucky enough that our transport is covered. We're lucky enough to get that covered. That has been all, we have always had our transport covered. And every other outreach, this one gets to hear about it, that one. And somehow we've made it. What we always say is when we announce that an outreach is about to happen, up there in heaven, the angels get working, and we somehow have enough money for that outreach. And this last outreach that we've just had was the Seshego Hospital was a difficult one because we literally had no idea the sizes of the children. The buggies come in size baby, small, medium, and large. And there's a huge difference in seats. And there's a huge difference in covers between those the different sizes. We had no idea what we were about to face, and we actually had to go to unusual lengths to actually be well stocked enough that we could arrive with enough. We were out of our 67 buggies that we landed up that we know have gone to beneficiaries. We left about another 25 that between them and us we've collected, and within the next few weeks, I'm sure those will be gone. It's kind people. Kindness gets us there. What can I say?
Marilyn Burson, just such an amazing outreach, and we hope that the business community would always support you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.